It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. One of the many advantages of smartphones is the ease they create in tracking our nutrition and exercise progress. In addition, apps and other fitness technology continue to evolve. We asked some of our coworkers in the WESA newsroom to tell us about the fitness technology they've been using.
I use several fitness apps. I use MyFitnessPal to track what I eat, and I use RunKeeper to track when I'm walking through my neighborhood, and I use something called RipDeck, which gives me workouts to do. Keeps me accountable to myself, and with social networking, it sort of keeps me accountable to others as well. I have not been using them consistently. I sort of sometimes forget to track my meals through MyFitnessPal, but for the most part, I guess more consistent than not.
I've been using this stuff for probably 6 or 8 years, about the time I got started with running on a regular basis. In fact, that was sort of what made it possible for me to stay with working out. That's made a big difference. It really was a way to make myself motivated, to kind of keep track of my progress over time and motivate myself.
I use the Fitbit Flex. I've been using it for about 8 months now. It has made a huge difference because I thought, oh, I must be walking close to 10,000 steps. But I realized after wearing the fitness monitor that I was only doing like 3,000 steps a day. It's made me much more aware of how much activity I'm actually doing versus what I think I'm doing.
I have MyFitnessPal, and I've been using it for about a week and a half. It's a great way just to be able to visibly see what you're eating and how to track it. And it helps you know when to eat something and when not to eat something. For example, the other night I wanted to get ice cream and I saw I only had a couple hundred calories left on my day, so I decided not to do it. Over the last week and a half, I probably slipped up twice. And the weekends, it's hard just because you're not thinking about it. I don't know how long I'll stick with it. Probably not very long. I mean, I'm just being honest.
And you just heard In Order reporter Deanna Garcia, Morning Edition host Josh Rollerson, program director Tammy Terwelp, and news fellow Michael Lynch. Making a return visit to Studio A to discuss fitness technology is Joe Venari, co-founder of Pittsburgh, an online fitness and health magazine. And whether it's a pedometer or an app tracking your calories, there's no shortage of technological devices to track your fitness endeavors. The question is, do they work? Are they necessary? And how long do people actually use them? And we welcome Joe Venari, co-founder of the online fitness and health magazine, Pittsburgh. Joe, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What are some of the ways that people use technology to stay healthy?
Sure. I think we heard a couple of them in that soundbite there. Tracking is a huge piece of that. What are the workouts? How do you keep track of what you did? How to access workouts? So a lot of people don't necessarily know how to make a workout themselves. That's why they seek out personal trainers. But now a lot of that information is online. And another thing is motivation. So giving them incentive to exercise, to keep up with healthy eating. And then the last component is sharing that with people to kind of stick with that adherence over time.
Can technology make up for a personal trainer saying, come on, give me five more? That, I mean, in terms of the motivating aspect of it.
You know, I think for each individual person that it's different. So I think for some people it can be that kind of jumpstart or kind of, you know, incentive to get off the couch and get going. But working in fitness for, you know, the last 10 years or so, I think there's a lot to be said for the one-on-one interaction with a trainer, a coach, or even in a group setting. So a number of individuals in person who are encouraging you and informing you and, you know, kind of keeping up with what you're doing. I think that goes a long way as well.
What are some of the more popular apps and technologies available?
Sure. We heard a couple of them. The RunKeeper is definitely a good one where you can map your route, see how far you ran, see where other people are running and things like that. Gain Fitness is kind of like a pocket personal trainer. It was actually made by a CMU graduate and a Pittsburgh native, Nick Gamble, who's a friend of mine. And Pact, which was formerly Gym Pact, you can actually wager bets with yourself and other individuals that if they, you know, you say you're going to go to the gym or exercise, you put up $2, $10, $15. And if you do, you keep that money. If you don't, it kind of subtracts that money from your account.
And is all this technology actually helping? I mean, is it making an impact?
There's a debate around that, certainly. And, you know, one of the things, especially about around wearables, is that, you know, 1 in 3 people who use them stop after 6 months. So there's a problem around keeping up with it. Once you get started, what do you do with all this data that you have? So that's a huge thing. You know, do you have a trainer or a dietitian telling you what all this data means and how many calories you're actually eating and how many you should be eating and things like that? So I think it's a good kind of on-ramp process for people, but I think that sticking with it over time, there's kind of a lot to be desired.
We'd like to hear from you on this topic, 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email ESSPGH at WESA.FM and on Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. Do you use tech for your workouts? Has it made a difference? And what apps are you using? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. And Joe, are you using this stuff?
I have in the past, and I fall into that category of people who, you know, thought it was great. It was a neat kind of novelty, but then over time I stopped using it. I actually used what was the Body Media Fitbit. Body Media was a Pittsburgh company acquired by Jawbone. Jawbone now makes the Up 24 is their most recent product. But it was, you have this, the technology that you wear, you have the dashboard to track all these things. But once I got a sense for, oh, so maybe I wasn't walking 3,000. Now I actually know what 10,000 feels like. I don't need to keep using it. So I fell off.
What is the easiest way that people can begin to use these technologies?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a smartphone, it's just a matter of downloading it. A lot of them are free. And it's a matter of playing around with it and seeing what works for you. And like we said, there are some that you can track. There are some you can pull workouts. There are some that are, you know, social networks. Photocracy is one of those. It's one of the more popular workouts. It's like Facebook for working out, essentially. So just getting on there and kind of toying around and seeing what your friends are using is a great start.
And apparently Pittsburgh has played a role in developing this technology. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's what I mentioned before. Body Media, it was a Pittsburgh-based company, and there, a lot of people have seen them. The product was on The Biggest Loser, so it's that armband on the upper arm that people wear. And that is tracking. It's an accelerometer, so tracking steps. It's monitoring sleep. It's, you know, you can put in your dietary needs and calories and things like that and track that all as well on a dashboard. So that was, you know, one of the, if not one of the first, one of the more popular ones that certainly came out.
412-246-2002, if you'd like to join the conversation with Joe Venari, co-founder of the online fitness and health magazine Fitsburg. Let's go to Valerie in South Park. Valerie, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. So I wanted to say that I did start out tracking because I heard that food logs help with your success. So I did start out tracking through Calorie Count, which was a free online service. But I have to be honest with you, it became so difficult to enter stuff in there. It was taking me so long. I just bought a little tablet and started tracking on my own, and it's much quicker. I still track, but I track on paper the old-fashioned way.
That's kind of exactly what I do. That's why I said when I fell off, it was, you know, I could do the same thing just with paper and pencil.
Well, right. I mean, what did people do, you know, back in the old days before all of this was invented? I mean, there were plenty of people who were in shape, you know, Jack LaLanne. I'm guessing Jack LaLanne, who is about the most, one of the most in-shape septuagenarians going, that he never used any of that stuff. He was able to do probably what you do, Joe, just keep track of it on a piece of paper. Let's go to Tom in Morningside. Tom, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, yeah, I use a app on an iPhone called Tap and Track, which I think is pretty good.
Tap and Track. How does that work?
Well, it's, you know, in the crudest sense of description, it's just calories in, calories out. But it does give you the option of making a budget for carbohydrates, fat, and protein. And so it'll count the grams of carbohydrates and fats and proteins in the various foods you pick, and you enter the foods you eat throughout the day in it, and it, you know, you create a calorie budget based on your basal metabolic rate and how much weight you want to lose, and it tells you how many calories you ate within your budget, and then you put in the type of exercise you did, like if you go up to the track and run 3 miles, which is something that I do, it subtracts that from the calorie intake. And you can do strength training. You can do interval training. There's a bunch of different exercises that they have calories plugged in there. It does take some setup. You have to put your age and your weight and the weight you want to lose. But the thing I like about it is that it assumes there's a basal metabolic rate. A lot of the exercise apps just tell you how much you're going to burn, but they really don't take into account that you're already burning a set amount of calories per day based on how old and how much you weigh.
So, Tom, is it working for you?
Well, all I was going to say is it works when you use it. And I've gone for months at a time, using it and, had a lot of success. But it's good for people who aren't conscious of that stuff. You're very busy, you're in a hurry. I heard someone mention about, what people did before they had apps. You could just do it all with pencil and paper, which is true. It takes a lot of work to do that. But it's one of those things that it just helps you become conscious.
Sure.
Sort of hyper-conscious of what you're doing.
Well, Tom, thank you for calling in and sharing your story with us. And Joe, I mean, do these actually work? Do they help these apps and these devices? Do they help people lose weight?
The research is really just starting to come out on this. So there's a whole lot around the number of apps that are downloaded. And the one thing that the research clearly points to is that it helps people, one, get started, and two, be motivated about what they're doing. The adherence over time, and what Tom said there on the phone, was it works when you use it. The thing is, how do you get people to actually continue to use it? So there's a lot of these apps that are just on the phone that nobody accesses, and there's a lot of wearable technologies that the bands and things that lay around. So the adherence over time is going to be important when you're using these things. The one thing is, when they talk about the wearable technologies and the apps, they talk a lot about, and this is in the marketing and pieces, things like that, that what the technology can do in terms of its capabilities, but there's not a whole lot around how it's making your life easier or what you can do to encourage that use over time.
And what about privacy?
That's a huge problem. Much like anything else in a digital world and fast-paced world that we're living in, not only are things like what are you agreeing to in the terms when you put your data online, but then there's HIPAA and medical information that can be passed through these things. And there's also GPS coordinates, especially with MapMyRun. If you're running the same running route over and over and over, those things are out there for just about anybody to see. So there's a lot of concern around that as well.
And what if someone wants to use fitness apps or wearables? Where should they start?
Yeah, I think we kind of touched on that earlier in that, start exploring what's out there. There's certainly great places to start, like the Apple iPhone store and the App Store and things like that, as well as going to like a local retailer and seeing, what you can try out as far as armbands and things like that. Go ahead and find what's best for you.
And some of the popular fitness apps and pieces of wearable tech, very quickly.
Sure. The Jawbone Up 24, Fitbit. The Samsung Gear is a smartwatch and tracker, and then some apps, the Runkeeper, Gympact, Gain Fitness, among others.
Joe Venari, co-founder of the online fitness and health magazine, Fitsburgh, talking about the apps that track your calories. No shortage of these technical devices to track your fitness endeavors. Joe, thanks so much for joining us and sharing that information with
us today. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, several studies show how young children who participate in pre-kindergarten and enter school more ready to learn than their peers. We'll have a special look, a Life of Learning special edition of Essential Pittsburgh tomorrow at noon here on 90.5 WESA. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.